Welcome, folks, to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories.
This is a special one, isn't it?
Very special. Surprise episode. Surprise! I am your host, Andrew Huzar from Huzar Raking Readings. We've got research expert Sean, who has had no research on this one.
Yeah.
And then we've got our paranormal enthusiast, Alex, who will be really enthused on this one.
Cryptid?
Professor Alex Wheaton. No cryptid.
Oh, but I'm...
You're going to enjoy it, though.
Okay.
So, like I said, these guys have no idea what's coming. They haven't been able to look at their sheets yet. The way we're going to do this, I'll say the part, then we'll flip the sheets. Everyone will be able to read through their part. And then what we're going to do is we're going to kind of cut, and I've got some pages of info that they'll be able to read, and then we're going to come back to you after they've been a little informed. But go ahead, flip them over. Sean, start us off with the Lincoln Park Golf Course in San Francisco, California.
Ooh. What?
If you're a fan of golf and traveling to San Francisco, then you need to plan a stop at the Lincoln Park Golf Course. This course was originally started in 1902, making it the oldest public golf course on the West Coast. It started out with only 3 holes, but by 1914, it expanded to 14 holes and then a full 18 holes in 1917.
Hmm.
The course itself is top of the line and even features a full indoor golf simulator. Even if you're not an avid golfer, or if you're just having a rough round, you'll still enjoy the views. The course sits atop a bluff, offering stunning views of the Golden Gate Bridge and the bay down below. If you showed up there today, you would experience nothing but an idyllic summer day. You would never expect such a beautiful place to have a rather unsettling origin. This grim origin might explain the many unexplained noises and mysterious phenomena in the clubhouse.
What is going on, Andrew?
In the decades before becoming one of the premier golf courses, the site of Lincoln Park was used as a cemetery. The area was first used as a paupers/potters field to bury the homeless and poorest residents of San Francisco. However, it was eventually turned into city cemetery, where it was used as a burial place for any residents. During the early 1900s, the grave markers were moved from Lincoln Park to the nearby town, Coma. Coma was created to literally be a burial site for all of San Francisco's dead, so an effort was made to move some of the coffins to this new spot. However, not all the bodies and headstones were moved. Throughout the course's history, it hasn't been uncommon for parts of skeletons and bodies to pop up through the earth. There were formal operations to remove corpses that would dig up the bodies, but natural erosion, course maintenance, and even groundhogs helped unearth even more bodies. Even non-golfers have come across a fright or two. Dog walkers cutting through the area have claimed their pets have brought them weathered bones that seemed somewhat human.
This history sets the stage for the many of the phenomena experienced here. Workers have heard voices, heard unexplained noises, and even felt ghosts tapping them. One cleaning crew refused to work in the clubhouse at night after too many occurrences involving ghostly voices. The manager himself was skeptical of all the haunted talk until one night he was cleaning up after the clubhouse was used as a polling location. He heard a bunch of voices coming from one of the rooms, but when he opened the door, nobody was inside. God! He heard a former dishwasher was so scared by an event that he refused to talk about it anymore. One night, while washing dishes, he felt a tap on his shoulder. He turned around, but saw he was all alone in the kitchen. There's no way to know just how many bodies are still below the fairways at the Lincoln Park Golf Course. Playing amongst the scattered tombstones is an experience in itself, but don't be surprised if you get an unexpected visitor joining your foursome, or if you reach into a sand trap and pull out something other than your ball. What the hell?
I love this place. So, I'm going to cut here. I'm going to let these two read up on some pages that my dad graciously copied with his phone. And we'll be back. I'll also show them some pictures of the course. So these two have had the pleasure of reading about Lincoln Park Golf Course and seeing the wonderful images of some of the graves that are still there. So I'm going to start this off a little differently here. Alex, what are your first thoughts on Lincoln Park Golf Course?
You didn't move the bodies? The fact that it's still an operating golf course and there's still grave sites, like...
There's headstones.
Ignoring everything else, which is hard to do with this one.
You hit a bad chip, you're bouncing off a grave.
Like, how many levels, and I don't mean this as in, like, Christianity, but how sacrilegious can you be? Like, how offensive to people's final resting places are... do you have to be to not only build this beautiful luxury golf course, but to maintain operations still to this day?
It's used for championships.
That's disgusting and terrible. How is... oh, my God.
And what I don't get... they put up the golf course while there were still bodies there.
Yeah.
So
they kept doing it.
They made the golf course. There's bodies, so they move the bodies.
Did they find more?
Then they decide, well, the earthquake kind of destroyed San Francisco, so let's add another 6 holes. But let's move more bodies. And then they continue to add holes and move bodies.
And then they just don't move bodies.
They're like, you know what? They're saying, let the... you know, dead lie, sleeping corpses lie. Let's just leave them be at this point.
Do I need to bring back up the whole, you know, the whole entire, what, the Legion's cafeteria is below ground level? And their response is, tell a terrible, cheeky joke of, don't order the ribs. You're not even telling the people that they're literally dining within feet of people's remains.
Remains that have been desecrated by the walls of the cafeteria.
Somehow they didn't realize until, I'm guessing during one of the excavations, that they built the property on top of where people were buried, and the foundation actually cut through the bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's severed bodies littered around the clubhouse itself, which would explain why that's the hub of all the activity.
Can't imagine why.
I love this. As soon as I heard this,
I never knew I needed a Poltergeist Caddyshack.
You do now. I want to golf at this course so bad.
I don't want to golf at it, but I want to visit it because I want to look at the owner in the eye and be like, "Why have you not closed this down yet?"
I want to play 18. I want to go down to the cafeteria and I want to party for the night. Now, like, it is just maddening that two cemeteries were here. They moved some of the bodies. They're like, I think we can build a golf course here now.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we'll move some more bodies. And they're like, we can make a bigger golf course here. And then they're like, we'll just make it bigger. But, I mean, the bodies, if it becomes a problem, we'll have someone do them. But then they just stopped exhuming them all together. And now they just pop up.
They were so caught up with whether or not they could, they never stopped to think about whether or not they should.
And like...
just saying.
My favorite part is that the course got so big that they're just like, we can't exhume these anymore, so... whoever's here, unidentified bodies are here.
And Colma's full.
Yeah.
So they don't even have a place to put the bodies.
They're just... under the golf course now.
At least put up a wall. Something.
Like, don't make it part of the active area. Like, the fact that, as you were telling us, like, when they were excavating some of them, they literally just put tents up. Like, you could still... why wouldn't you shut down that hole? Be like, I'm sorry, people. The 15th hole is out because we're exhuming bodies. No, you put up a tent. And let me tell you, if you know anything about people, if you see a tent and you're doing anything, you're going to be like, what's going on there? And you're going to go investigate. And as you're saying, you literally can just walk over there, look down, and look on a dead body. Like,
no, well, I'm going to go back and hit my tee shot now, but that's interesting.
What?
And like I was showing you, just off the green, there's not a mausoleum. Can't think of the word I'm trying to think of. Almost like a monument.
Yeah.
That's just built to...
like an archway.
Yeah. To a family. There are, like, mausoleums sprinkled off the fairway.
Truly the most disappointing part about this is the casual golfers in the back.
Right.
Like, it shows you how unfazed this is. How just... it's not cared. Mm-hmm. We talk so much about, like, the almshouse and things, places we've been where people were not treated nicely or fairly. This is, it's like the slap in the face of it all.
Well, and as we were reading through, it seems like this cemetery was truly just a dumping ground.
Yeah, it was just...
like, even we were reading through and bodies of animals and people that had been worked on at medical universities...
just dumping them.
We're just dumped in piles.
Ashes just thrown there.
Like, there, I would not be surprised if there's more unnamed bodies there than anywhere else.
Yeah. Even it sounded like City Cemetery wasn't the best kept cemetery records wise or bodies wise. Like, just.
There's dirt. Put them there.
Yeah.
Like,
every part about this just.
I do love that their first operation was to move the headstones.
Right.
And then after their golf course is built, like, we should have came for the bodies. Shouldn't we have guys? They didn't even take all the headstones.
Yeah.
That's what's baffling. I don't get it. It's like...
I like that there are still more bodies here than headstones.
Yes.
Like, why would you...
Who was the person in the meeting that's like, should we move the bodies since they didn't before?
No, we took the headstones. We're good. Nobody's gonna dig.
20 years later, digging. Aw, shit. Or, well, as we've seen, the freaking gophers freaking pulling it up.
Well, to be fair, it would be at least another 80 years until Poltergeist came out. So, they didn't know.
What's one of the websites... was talking about a historical account and was interviewing one of the employees, and apparently they were moving one of the holes on one of the greens, and when they lifted the cup, half a hand was sticking underneath the cup. Did not say what they proceeded to do, but the way this course operates,
I can only imagine
they just put some dirt in there and put grass on top
right.
and said, didn't happen. We just won't put the hole back there.
Truth is stranger than fiction. What the hell? Andrew, this one broke me.
The one of the elite golf courses. It is three golf courses, one of three used for the San Francisco Golfing Championships. That, it is also regarded as one of, if not the best public golf course in the U.S. It's not a country club. It is a public course you can walk on, play at that moment. No problem.
I wonder
Dead
why.
Dead bodies.
Everywhere. I wonder why.
Everywhere.
I
imagine.
Well,
digging...
that makes me feel better that they are not, you know, kind of
the elitist.
Being elitist and
I don't know, did you see the guy in that picture?
Well,
yeah,
long sleeves and a vest over top.
At least they're not going to go the country club aspect and be holier than thou while playing golf on top of dead people.
I already know the answer to this, but is it like any other golf course and golf club, and do they have golf carts?
Yes, they do. You can drive over the dead bodies.
I kind of wish that they would do, like, hearse-themed golf carts.
I know. Like, on the one hand, I'm like, clearly you're not
nothing
hiding
is,
this.
Nothing
like,
is sacred here,
yeah,
so you might as well
go... You might as well go full-on terrible and make this, you know... Heck, run a special in the off season in October and be like, hey, haunted golf, you never know when you're going to find a body. Like, I could see this place doing that.
Make Imagine. The clubs look like limbs, you know.
I mean, they could be limbs. You don't know with them.
Like, imagine being one of the construction workers hired to, like, come dig out a new sand trap and there's just four bodies in your backhoe sitting there like, and you go to somebody, yeah, they're there. Just put them somewhere else.
Right. Could you imagine being that person feeling awful, like, I'm going to jail, and then the person in charge says, oh, no, that's what we do here.
That's normal.
Dig a hole, put them over there for us. Fill this one with sand, call it even.
Do we need to call the police? No, they're old bodies. It's okay. What?
they know. Trust me. It's not an Indian burial ground, so we can keep going. It's fine. That's literally the logic they use. This is everything else, so we're fine.
They knew what they were getting into when they were put into the city cemetery. They basically consented to it. Like, oh my god.
I don't think they did. I don't think they consented to this.
This is so bad.
The fact that there are headstones means that there was care at one point in history. Even if it wasn't great, there was care at one point in time. This right here shows...
Well, that's right there because they couldn't relocate it.
Yeah, but that is true care. Like... Some of those stones are carefully picked out. Like, they're not just a little stone marker. They're actual, like, monuments. So it's like, you know that was cared for.
You can see it right there.
Oh my god.
Driving right down.
I would have probably gone mini golf.
Yeah. Hey, make it into the mausoleum, get a free round of golf.
Oh man.
Sorry. I
just gave them the worst idea ever. The tombstones that are still there, they're gonna turn into mini golf.
It's bad idea after bad idea.
Just keeps getting worse.
Put into with also money wanting and also just neglect and not caring, just stacked on top of each other until you've got the best golf course on the West Coast. Also, hundreds of dead bodies are buried beneath the surface.
Andrew, well, I'm doubling down. I think we should go here and golf.
I'm saying it.
I'm saying because I want more pictures of this place because I want to see orb activity because we definitely know it's going to be at the clubhouse.
Cafeteria, yeah.
But the fact that we have things like this tells me that, you know, what few pictures we have, I want to see more. I want to have pictures of a lot more of it to see, like, you know, the not the markers that are left, but more of the, are there orbs around that are just, you know, dealing with the crap of people playing golf? Like,
this is the shit that makes Rose Pigeon.
Yeah.
So, and we're making jokes, and we're making jokes because we're angry.
Yeah.
Like, this, it's so ridiculous that you have to be more absurd to counteract how ridiculous this actual thing is. Like, we brought up the almshouse. Those were accidentally discovered, and then they were handled with care, other than the ones that couldn't be because it wasn't financially
possible.
They knew what they were doing.
And they chose not to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Multiple times.
To do the right thing.
It kept coming up for them to do the right thing, and they kept saying, no.
I hope their golf simulator's cursed.
It just does. It always goes into the sand trap.
Oh, I didn't even see this picture, so it's a
different
angle of this. He has to chip over.
You've got to be fucking me.
He has to chip over it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Imagine.
I said it.
On a normal golf course, I hit a bad shot, and I'm like, ah, crap, here we go. Hitting a bad shot here, you now have to chip over someone's grave.
Which means you're also kicking up some of the land.
Just don't dip it, like...
I said it when we first came back. Andrew, this is the one that broke me. You broke me with this one. I am filled with nothing but rage and frustration, and...
We were angry about the almshouse.
This is...
And that was accidental.
Yeah. This is a whole nother level.
So this article says as many as 20,000 people are still buried beneath the golf course.
Sean said it best. We're making jokes and laughing because it's so absurd. Like, it's, you have to go further to be able to deal process, with this. Yeah. Oh my God.
Was this the inspiration for Poltergeist?
It could very well be. That was my first question as well.
Because it sounds like it. Considering that you didn't move the bodies, they moved the headstones and not the bodies. That is literally Poltergeist. And this was before Poltergeist. By what, 80 years, you said?
Yeah.
So the article was titled... this article just came out this month. And so it's titled, "Largely Erased by Time and Development, The Dead of City Cemetery May Soon Get Proper Memorial." Reading through it in my head, I'm like, so are they going to close down the golf course and move the bodies? Move the bodies at all? No.
They're just going to get a plaque.
They're working to get it listed on the National Registers of Historic Landmarks, is all they're doing. So again,
that puts the golf course on there. Oh my God.
So again, another opportunity to try to do the right thing.
And they did it in the wrong way.
So something tells me that there's some kind of tax evasion going on by turning it into a historical society.
Yeah.
Now the golf course won't have to pay taxes, so they're just going to be...
It's tax exempt.
Hand over fist.
Oh my God.
Yeah, make us a historical landmark. We'll put up a couple plaques if it helps, but they do have a monument to a former golf pro that played there, though. So
was he buried there?
No.
You.
They should probably start offering that to the people.
You.
He was their former club pro, passed away, so they made a monument for him.
They made a monument for a person that played there on top of bodies and did nothing for the bodies that are buried there.
Yep, you can still chip over them. Sometimes have to.
Hey, for me, that would be one thing to have a monument, but if you're not going to have yourself buried there...
Yeah!
Nah.
I equate this to being if all of a sudden they turned Erie Cemetery into a golf course, and now you got to play over the vampire crypt. You got to play over around all of the monuments in the middle of it, trying to.
It'd be a pretty small golf course.
It's more like mini golf. Yeah. Extreme mini golf.
It'd be a nine-hole.
No, bad idea. Bad idea.
Par three, you know. But yeah, it's just a fantastically crazy history.
Yeah.
That is factual. You would not think it is factual because, again, how many bad decisions in a row can you make?
We're finding out.
The fact
as recently as this month.
Like, the fact that historically the entire time it's been in existence has made nothing but bad decisions, it makes you want to go, this has to be fake. But it's not. And that makes me so angry.
That's why I had to print out the pictures. I needed the pictures to make sure. Because even reading from the book, this guy's don't order the ribs. It's like, you're shitting me, right? You're messing with me.
No way someone was that inappropriate about dead bodies. And then we see golfing.
Right over.
I really want it to be a deep fake photo. But
nope.
Yeah. The fact that we got the other one of literally chipping over.
So yeah. This has all the activity you can imagine. Everything experienced is usually at the clubhouse, but like Alex said, if you were to walk around and take a picture of the course, I guarantee there are some crazy orbs because they were disrespected, and now people are just walking, driving, playing on top of them. Like, the only thing that they could hang their hat on as positive is the grass is meticulously kept. Outside of that, though, it's an awful existence. And even then, so many chemicals are pumped into it.
Right.
It's not...
You're going to have a night of...
Night of the Living Dead.
Return of the Living Dead, ooh. I guess, because...
Yeah.
You're pumping... Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, Alex, if we were able to get there, what would you expect? And, like, what would you want to do or look out for? Because there's a lot of opportunities here from eating. They have party rooms. You know, obviously golfing.
You can go pay your respects.
I guess most of the headstones are on the back nine.
Oh, man. So you've already had some wobbly pops by the time you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you...
You broke me. Go here. I will sign up to do 18 holes with you. I've never golfed, and I would be willing only so that we can get first-hand look at this course, take pictures, and it wouldn't be weird because we're just golfing. We're taking a picture of our golf outing, but we are literally looking at this site and going, what the fuck? I definitely want to go to the dining hall and...
Imagine the pendulum anywhere on this course.
I can't.
It's going to shoot out of your hand.
Yeah, it's going into the bay. It's out of here.
The moment it starts, it's already in every direction. Realistically, I have to see it for myself. Because this is in the realm of absurdity. I need to see it with my own two eyes to fully believe. Like, this is enough to make me angry and believe, but I need to see it with my own two eyes to actually be like, all right, now I need to demolish this place.
Right.
Brick by brick, not the stones. Brick by brick.
Yeah, I'm in the same camp. Like, I'm sure we would catch nothing but orbs. I'm betting that we would have, you know, a higher score than the number of orbs that we'll see, but I'm pretty sure it'll be close.
I'm shanking a few shots and I'm getting chased by an orb. Yeah, that is the Lincoln Park Golf Course. Any final thoughts from either of you
on these this? These people suck.
On this idyllic, award-winning course.
I think they need to get rid of that word idyllic, because it is not anything but idyllic. This is not...
There is a facade put up.
Clearly. Final thoughts. Yeah, these people are terrible. Truly. As we've said before, the thing that drives, I think, me the most crazy is that it's been continuously bad decisions. You knew what the right thing was to do, and you still chose not to. That bothers me to no end. That's my final thought, is how dare you? If anyone from... I hope you tag this in whatever it is. Anyone from Lincoln Park Golf Course, if you're watching this, one, shame on you. Number two, you want to change our minds, pay for us to fly out, see the course firsthand, we'll think about it.
That's yeah, the way we'll to be get there. But no, I 100% agree. Like I said, these people suck. It's doing the wrong thing repeatedly, and you know, just because you move the headstones doesn't mean that, you know, you're giving these grieving families something. If these people want to visit their loved ones that are still on these grounds, you're still going to charge them to play golf just so they can see their ancestors.
That's messed up. Non-residents, it's $48 for a round of 18. For residents in San Francisco, it's $36.
All right, so $36.
Are you kidding me?
To go see their...
$36 to go see your great-grandmother's grave. Cool.
If you can find the spot.
Well, at least you can stand where she's buried. Maybe. Ridiculous. It's awful. It's terrible. Shame on them. You got anything, Andrew?
Oh, it's just... unbelievable. Until you're diving into everything, and it's just worse after worse after worse. And if you go to their official website, they do not mention any of this at all, which I can't imagine why.
No, can't imagine.
So anywhere else you look is where you have to find the information. You'll find pictures of the tombs, the burials that are still there.
So do they have any photos of, like, the back nine on their official website?
They have two photos of the entire course, and all of them are looking over the bluff onto the bay.
Of course. You want to avoid the whole, you know, tombstones.
Which I would love to know if, like, when you're...
Do you get, like, a warning, like, as you're getting ready to golf? Oh, just so you're aware, there are some gravestones on there. Don't worry about it. There's no bodies. There's just the stones there.
Ooh. So I was trying to see if Find a Grave has any links to...
How do you look that up? The Linkin Park Golf Course?
That's what I Googled, Find a Grave of this. This one...
Does it tell what hole they're at?
This one says, it's unknown where he's buried, but it's suspected that he is at the Linkin Park Golf Course.
Nice.
So, Find a Grave doesn't have an official link there.
But they do state
that it is possible that someone could be buried there. But yeah, this is, so many wrongs don't make a right.
No. Is this episode at all sponsored, or is this one of those that we're just going to pretend is not?
It is still sponsored by Crystals. If you're from the Linkin Park Golf Course, you might want to buy yourself some to try to cleanse some of these holes. You can use the link in the description to give us a little kickback. Code WHOSAR11 to get 11% off your order. But yeah, what a history.
Yeah.
Linkin Park Golf Course.
Shame on you.
I will have to find more surprise episodes to throw at these two, but this one was one I had to bring up. Because it is unbelievable.
You're not wrong. This is truly unbelievable. After everything we've gone through so far, with all the other sites we've seen and talked about, this is... Whew! Like I said several times now, you broke me with this one, Andrew.
But yeah. I think that does it for Linkin Park Golf Course. There could be more parts to this. If they ever do try to correct it, we will give them a kudos. I don't think they will, judging by history.
If you want to try to make the offer, like I said, offer to fly us out there, check out the golf course, give us a free round of golf. We'll see if we can change the view of this.
Maybe not. Probably not. But we're willing to try if you're willing to try. But thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Always stay up to date. There's a little bell you can hit to make sure you get notifications when they come live so you don't miss any surprise episodes featuring more places like the Linkin Park Golf Course.
Is that what the surprises are going to be? Are terrible things now?
They might be, but they are definitely going to be places outside of Erie because apparently Erie is not the only place that has some weird, awful stuff. Apparently San Francisco might take the cake. But come back for more, guys.
Thanks, guys.
They hit a hole in one.
Stay in the light.